The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that Easter day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm sure most of you already know that a long, long time ago, my undergraduate degree was in engineering. And as an engineer, I took a lot of physics. Physics is the way we understand how things function. In physics, one always starts or begins with immutable, unchangeable laws. These are basic concepts that are absolutely, uncategorically true. And everything else that we know about physics begins with these limited number of laws. For instance, there is the Newton's law of gravity. A larger object will attract a smaller object to itself. In simplified terms, if I have this notebook and I let go of it, it's not going to hover in space. It's not going to float off towards you. But the Earth is going to kind of grab it and pull it down. So when I set this down, it's going to stay there because gravity is pulling it down. That's one of those immutable, unchangeable laws that all of physics is based upon. There's also Newton's first law. It's that an inanimate object like this notebook is going to stay there until something else moves it. You know, if I push it, it's going to move. But if I don't touch it, it's going to stay there. It just doesn't get up and move by itself. Those are two laws of physics, and they're absolutely unchangeable. If you change one of those two laws, then we would have to rethink everything we know in the world for how things work or how things function. Everything we know about physics, we'd have to wipe the blackboard clean and start over, because everything would change. Here is another immutable and unchangeable law, though it has nothing to do with physics. When things die, they stay dead and they don't come back. Except for if you're watching The Walking Dead. More specifically, when people die, they stay dead and they don't come back. There are times in which maybe a heart will stop and then restart a little bit later on. But over time, if time passes, once something dies, it stays dead. And one of the realities of this life is when enough time goes by, and when someone is buried in a casket or buried in a tomb, that's it. That's a brutal law of life that we've known since the very beginning of time. Perhaps that's why the story of Easter can seem so very unbelievable. Things like Easter don't happen in real life. They happen in our hopes and our dreams and our fantasies. But things like the Easter story don't fit into real life. You see, the world has that unbreakable law that when people die, they stay dead and they don't come back. You know, it's kind of interesting to note the disciples' reaction to the news that Jesus has risen from the dead. In every gospel, some of the followers of Jesus don't believe. In the Gospel of Matthew, just a few verses after the Easter story, Jesus gathers his disciples, and Matthew says that even with Jesus standing there, that the disciples worshiped him, but some still doubted, even with him standing before them. Even seeing Jesus standing before them and seeing them with their own eyes, they can't believe, because the world has this immutable, unchangeable law that when people die, they don't come back. But what if Jesus died and was buried, and then 3 days later rose from the dead? It would be just like if this notebook would suddenly just kind of get up and start hovering around the room. Then we would have to rethink everything. Our whole way of life, understanding life, would change. So if indeed Jesus rose from the dead, that means we need to rethink things. We need to rethink our past and our present and our future and our purpose and our relationships and everything. We need to rethink our past. There is another immutable and unchangeable law, except in Back to the Future. that you can't change the past. But Easter even says that is, we need to rethink that one. It's true that we can't change the events of our past, but we can change the way we understand the past, the way we view the past. We can change the way the past shapes our lives today. If Jesus rose from the dead, that means that anything in the past does not define who we are. Instead, there is forgiveness. Our God is one who forgives. And just as importantly, we can forgive ourselves. On Easter, Jesus had a new beginning, unfettered by the bonds of the past. And so too, we have that same opportunity for new life with our God and our loved ones and our neighbors and ourselves. Yes, hard things might have happened to us in the past. You know, our Lord was nailed to a tree. Yes, we might have done some things that we regret in the past. But we can rise victorious over those things, just like Jesus rose victorious on Easter morning. It might be a cliche, but because Jesus rose from the dead, today is the first day of the rest of your life. If Jesus rose from the dead, that means we need to rethink our present life. That means that God offers us new life, not just sometime in the future, but here and now, this very day. God's love for us can shape the things that we say, the things that we do, our relationships with those that we care for today. We also know that Jesus experienced all the evil that the world can throw at him, and he still rose victorious. And our God gives us the power and strength to conquer all the hard things of this life and rise victorious as well. And if Jesus rose from the dead, we need to rethink our future. If Jesus rose from the dead, that means that God's love for us is so strong that God could not keep death in the grave. That means that God's love for us is so strong that not even death will stop his love. In St. Paul's words, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we live in hope, and that hope will not disappoint us. And if Jesus rose from the dead, we need to rethink our purpose in this life. Quite simply, our purpose becomes to love and serve the one who conquered death itself, to reconcile us to him. We need to remember those words that the disciples heard at the Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And if Jesus rose from the dead, that means we need to rethink the meaning of our lives. If he rose from the dead, that means that our God has claimed us as his children, and as such, his love will never let us go. You know, there are some laws which the world considers absolute. If I went and dropped this notebook and it fell up in the air, we would have to rethink everything. If it suddenly got off and kind of moved across the congregation, we would have to rethink everything. And the world says, things are people that die, stay dead, they don't come back to life. On Easter morning, God shattered that most basic of human of life's laws. That means we need to rethink everything.